Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod, a show about space, science, and tech. I'm your host, Will Walden. Check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/spacenewspod, and Twitch, twitch.tv/spacenewspod for videos. On this episode of the Space News Pod, we're going to be talking about upcoming launches for October of 2020. Now, SpaceX has had a little bit of problems with their Falcon 9 rocket recently. There's some hardware issues that are going on, and they're not exactly sure where the problems came from, but it's a possible supplier that was supplying them with false data about false testing data about some parts in their rockets. It's a gas, like a fuel pump, basically, for the Falcon 9. Now, some of their rockets weren't affected. So the most recent rockets to some of their middle fleet were affected by this, but their older rockets are totally fine. They didn't use that supplier, so everything is all good with those rockets. So what SpaceX is going to be doing is they'll be targeting October 18th of 2020. That's a Sunday at 8:25 a.m. Eastern Time. And Starlink will launch 60 satellites for the broadband internet constellation. This is Starlink Mission 13, the Starlink V1 L13. And this is the 14th batch of Starlink satellites that have launched, or that will launch by SpaceX's Falcon 9. And Falcon 9, it's a partially reusable two-stage to orbit. It's a medium lift rocket, and it's designed and manufactured by SpaceX, but they also have suppliers, like I was saying before, and it's powered by SpaceX's own Merlin engines. And they'll be burning cryogenic liquid oxygen and rocket-grade kerosene as the propellants for this rocket. And they'll be launching from Launch Complex 39A, and this is LC-39A. It's the first of Launch Complex 39's two launch pads located at Kennedy Space Center in Merritt Island, Florida. So along with Launch Complex 39B, they were the first designed for the Saturn V launch vehicle, which at the time was the United States' most powerful rocket. And they were used to launch NASA's crewed spaceflight missions since the 1960s, and the pad was leased by SpaceX and has been modified to support their launch vehicles, the Falcon 9 and the Falcon Heavy. And this mission will be landing on a drone ship. The spaceport drone ship, the ASDS, it's an ocean vessel. So it's a big boat, which it's a barge, actually. And it's outfitted with station keeping engines and a large landing platform, and is controlled by an autonomous robot. There's no people on board, because if there were people on board, it would be super dangerous. So it's autonomous, and they have thrusters that keep this barge in place while the rocket lands on it. And if you've never seen this kind of landing, it's absolutely phenomenal. And I suggest you come over to our YouTube page. That's youtube.com/spacenewspod, and check out the live launch or some of the replays. We have a lot of Falcon 9 replay landings in a video that I just posted about a week ago, and they're amazing. They have two operational drone ships out there, just read the instructions, and of course, I still love you. Both operate in the Atlantic Ocean for launches from Cape Canaveral. It just read the instructions operated in the Pacific for Vandenberg launches from 2016 to 2019 before leaving the port of LA in August of 2019. And so if you've never seen a Starlink launch and if you've never seen a SpaceX launch, these are a treat. You know, if you're into space exploration, if you're into human spaceflight, Falcon 9 with a Crew Dragon on top of it flew people to the International Space Station. So this is a very capable rocket. And in November, mid-November, they're going to be sending more people, four humans from Earth to the International Space Station. And that's going to be a really great one. There's not a confirmed date for that yet, though. So we're just going to kind of play it by ear because of all the stuff that's happening with Falcon 9. NASA and SpaceX have determined that it's a better option for them to wait for a while and hopefully figure this out before mid-November and get the supplier to fix their issues or get a new supplier for these things or make them themselves. I mean, some people were talking about, you know, we had a discussion in on YouTube the other day during the chat. What if SpaceX just made these parts themselves?
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Bought it all in-house. What if they manufactured everything themselves and didn't have to worry about other suppliers fandangling results? Well, it's a possibility. SpaceX has the ability to build these sort of facilities to make these parts. So maybe after this, they're going to realize that, hey, we can't trust other people to do the work for us. But it's nice to have outside suppliers because they already have the supply chain in place and they already have the people in place and they have everything else in place to build these things. So they can get these things up and running really fast. Now, if SpaceX were to build this facility themselves, it would take years for them to get up to ramp up to where the other companies are at. So it could take SpaceX a while. Now, that being said, there's another launch coming up, and I want to make sure that we go over this because it's a really cool launch as well. So we have the Delta IV Heavy NROL-44 launch. This is a ULA, the United Launch Alliance Delta IV Heavy rocket. And if you've never seen this rocket launch, it is a big boy. It is a thick, thick rocket. Three rockets. The rocket has boosters on the sides, and there's a middle booster. So it has three boosters. And when it launches, there's a dramatic, gigantic fireball. And it's absolutely stunning. So this launch, the NROL-44, will be launching October 23rd of 2020 at about 10 o'clock p.m. somewhere around there. So make sure to come to our YouTube channel, of course, and we may be live streaming these on Twitch as well. So I'm gonna get into that in a little bit. So this ULA Delta IV Heavy rocket will launch a classified spy satellite for the United States National Reconnaissance Office. This is the largest of the Delta IV family. The heavy version features three common booster cores mounted together to form a triple body rocket. So if you're in your house right now and you have three paper towel tubes, put them side by side. That's pretty much what this thing is. But the middle one is a paper towel tube. So I guess if you put two toilet paper tubes next to a paper towel tube, there you go. That's the that's the Delta IV Heavy rocket in a nutshell. But this thing has actual power and is not recyclable as far as I know, like your paper towel holders. So the Space Launch Complex 37 at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida is where this is going to be launching. And this is to be the 141st mission for ULA and the 29th for the NRO. And it is the 385th Delta launch since 1960, the 12th Delta IV Heavy and the 8th Heavy for the NRO. So we don't know exactly what the payload is, but it's a super duper secret. It's a spy satellite as far as we know. And we're not exactly sure what kind of spy satellite it is, where it's going to be spying on, nothing like that. We're not exactly sure where this thing goes to. So the launch will be not televised after it clears a certain height. So it'll probably get to max Q. Of course, it will get to max Q. It's not, there's no probably about it. They're going to get through max Q. They're going to do a stage separation. And after they do the stage separation, we're probably not going to get a feed after that because it's a spy satellite. So these launches, as much as we love them, they're usually kind of short and they're fun. So check out our YouTube channel. Of course, like I said before, youtube.com/spacenewspod for the launch. So I want to say thank you to everybody who's been supporting the channel. We're almost at 50,000 subscribers. So we need your help over on YouTube to get to 50,000. We're at 48,500 and something right now, 48,535. So we only have a little bit to go. If we get 500 more subscribers over there, it's going to be awesome. We do a live show too, by the way, live podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4:00 PM Eastern time over on YouTube. So if you like the live stuff, come over, you can join up with chat, ask questions, hang out, you know, be a resource for people. You know, if you have information that other people don't have, it's cool to have a bunch of people in chat. Usually we have about 1,000 people show up during the show. So it's pretty fun. So thanks everybody for checking out this podcast, the Space News Pod. It's available on any podcast platform, of course. And also check out spacenewspod.com for all the launch details and new merch that we have too, because we have really cool stuff. Thanks again. My name is Will Walden. This has been the Space News Pod. Stay safe out there, everybody. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and social distance, and just please just take care of yourselves and the people that you love. So thanks again. Take care. Bye-bye.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.